It's time for Legislative Report, featuring today Lancaster County Representative Brian Cutler. And Representative Cutler, welcome to you. The House Transportation Committee held a hearing this week on legislation that would allow local police to use radar to catch speeders. House Bill 2148, proposed by your colleague, Cumberland County Representative Greg Rothman. There's also a companion bill in the state Senate as well. The Pennsylvania State Police are the only ones permitted to use radar in Pennsylvania, and the Commonwealth is the only state in the nation that does not allow local police to use radar. Give us your view on this issue. Would you be supportive of a measure? Do you have any concerns about allowing local police have radar? Go ahead and share your position on that.
That's something that personally I have been supportive of and continue to be. I'm a firm believer that for the police who are tasked with providing safety in our communities, you know, they should have the best tools available in order to perform their job. In this case, I think we all would agree that radar is much more accurate than the current timing systems that are oftentimes used by local police. I know that I've heard from constituents that there's a lot of concerns, many of which I think have been addressed in both of these bills, both the House version and the Senate version. You know, there's concern that the money garnered from additional tickets will simply be viewed as a revenue source. So, you know, the ticket construct is such that the municipalities won't be keeping much of the fines related to speeding. In fact, I think if you'd run the numbers, they probably would lose money if they dedicated someone solely to that effort. So that's probably the most overriding concern that we have gotten calls and emails and discussions with constituents about. So I think that the bill adequately addresses that. There's also some concerns about, you know, the level of training that would come with it. But all of those issues, I think, can be addressed by the local municipalities in terms of how they construct and, you know, set up the programs. You know, who can use the radar? What's the training requirements? We're not reinventing the wheel in that regard. The state police already do it. And I think we'd be wise to take a look at that as well. So as the hearing progresses, we'll wait and see what bill actually comes out of committee. There are some slight differences between the two bills. Hopefully they'll be reconciled before they vote and send it out to the floor.
You have a concealed carry seminar that's going to be taking place very soon. Tell us about that.
Yes, on April 12th, we're going to have a concealed carry seminar in conjunction with the sheriff and the district attorney's office. This is something that we've done repeatedly in the past, and once again, we have strong, overwhelming interest in it. In fact, we are already at capacity and created a waiting list for that. So we're looking to have another one probably in the fall based on the interest, and you know that date will be determined. So if there's any individuals who had previously called and didn't make the list before it filled up, I'd encourage them to give our office a call again. Get on the waiting list. That way you can be the first to know when the new date is selected. Our phone number is 717-284-1965, or you can go to our website and click the contact button that's in the lower right, and that's www.repcutler.com, and we'll be certain to add you to that list and let you know as soon as a new date is picked.
Representative Cutler, thank you for being with us on Legislative Report.